Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you lovely, lovely people. And I'm going to start right off the bat by wishing you positivity, prosperity, growth, and health, because all of those are very important right now and forever. So I just wanted to throw those out there, and you can say it with me. We can make this our mantra. Positivity, growth, and health. Positivity, growth, and health. So this time we're going to talk about, you know, the law of attraction, just like putting things out there and then working towards those. Let's call this education execution. So today, actually yesterday, I trade and everything. So I got into a trade, and the trade was basically like I had three 10 cent trades, and it went negative all the way to $90. And at first I was feeling bad. Like, I was sad. I was like, what happened? What went wrong? All of this. And then as my day continued, this was in the morning, right at the beginning of my day. As my day continued, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to let this make me. I'm not going to let this break me. This was an opportunity to learn a skill. I'm thankful for what happened, because now I'm learning a lesson. And whatever comes for this, whether I go positive or negative, I'm going to learn from it. So this happened yesterday morning, and all throughout the day, the trade was just going. It went all the way down, which is negative for me. And then, you know, it started to go up. And then I paid attention to the skills that I needed in order for it to go its possible correct way. So I took for anybody that's a trader, it was a major, major risk, because honestly, I overleveraged. And that can be bad. But, you know, everything is a risk. So when it comes to risk, for instance, when we go to the gym, there's a risk of us endangering ourselves by, you know, inappropriately moving and hurting ourselves, things like that. We expose ourselves to other people, which is exposure to germs. Anytime we go to work, we expose ourselves to other people. Anytime we're working with money, we expose ourselves to getting robbed, things like that. All of these are risk. All of these are risk. But along with risk, what reward is there if there is no risk? If you live a safe life, like a really, really, you know, more so precautionary life, you'll find yourself on the ropes all the time. Instead of pressing forward and taking advantage of things, you'll find yourself on the ropes. So sometimes you have to take those risks. And this is where you have to manage those risks. You know, you have to weigh out the risk versus reward. So as I'm continuing back to the trade, I continually to speak positivity into my entire day. I'm gonna have a good interaction with my customers. I'm gonna have a good interaction with my coworkers. I'm gonna have a good interaction with anybody that I come across, and it kept happening. And everything that I do, I spoke positivity into it. When it came to my gaming, I spoke positivity into it, and it went positive. Everything that I was doing for that entire day, I kept speaking positivity into, even though my day started off so negative. Now remember, my day started off super negative. So now it's midday. I worked out that morning. I ran a couple of miles. I'm still doing all of these great progressive things throughout my day. So I'm at work now. I'm getting my customers. Great day at work. Everybody coming in, laughing, being sociable is going really great. Now it's after work. I'm into my gaming. And now I'm into my gaming. So I put up posts all over my social media. Hey, if you come into the stream, and when I get 10 viewers, I'm doing a giveaway. I'm doing a money giveaway. Now, mind you, I've already basically possibly lost $90 throughout the week. Yeah, I'm still giving away things to other people because, you know, the gift of giving. When you help someone get to their own goals, it allows you to accomplish your own goal. So when I get 10 views, I'm going to give away some cash and everything. I do this, you know, just to help people out and show appreciation. You should always show appreciation no matter who, no matter what it is. So my stream usually catches about 2 views every, you know, per you know, every couple of minutes or something like that, but it's never like 10. So at one point in time on my stream, I got to 6 views. So I'm like, I've never seen 6 views before. I'm like, and by the time I was done streaming, it didn't get to 10. So I'm like, okay, that's fine, you know, another day, another opportunity. But I still succeeded past my previous goal. And sometimes you have to set really high goals in order to surpass your regular limit goals. And you usually will. That's why a plane flies really high before it gets to its destination, because it cruises on its way down and it hits its destination. We'll talk about that later. Well, I probably already talked about it before. But getting back into the end of my night. So by the time I officially got into my stream, my trade actually turned positive. And off of that trade, mind you, I was negative $90. I went positive $30, which speaks into patience, which speaks into a law of attractiveness, which speaks into prosperity, which speaks into growth. Sometimes you have to be patient. You have to be persistent. You have to be positive on the things that you want in life. So even when you're down, even when you're getting beaten, even when you feel the worst about yourself, you have to continue to push. You have to continue to push, because before the brightest light, it is the darkest night. Before the brightest light, sunset, it is the darkest night, midnight. And this is how it will always be. This is the roller coaster of life. And if you do not understand it, if you do not accept it, and if you do not master it, you're only going to fail. You have to, if you do not prepare to succeed, then you are preparing to fail. So my question for you all today is, where before have you seen yourself falling short, but you were persistent and you came through? Or where do you see yourself falling short now and you're going to be persistent? And you know you're going to make it through. So you all can tag me in your response on social media. On Instagram, it's Apex_Alpha. On Facebook, you can do it on the Wolfpack training page. On Snapchat, still same thing, Apex_Alpha. You can find me everywhere. So all you got to do is put in a little bit of effort. Also, streaming tonight, most nights, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And yeah. Might be some giveaways, but I always appreciate the looks. Thank you all for listening, and can't wait to see you next time. We'll talk to you next time. All right, later. Apex Alpha out. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.